The Big Lebowski. Away out west, there was a fella. Fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of Jeff Lebowski. At least, that was the handle his loving parents gave him. But he never had much use for it himself. This Lebowski, he called himself the Dude. Now, Dude, that's a name no one would self-apply where I come from. But then, there was a lot about the dude that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And a lot about where you're living likewise. But then again, maybe that's why I found the place is darn interesting. They call Los Angeles the City of Angels. I didn't find it to be that actually, but I'll allow as there are some nice folk there. Course, I can't say I seen London, and I never been to France, and I ain't never seen no queen in her damn undies, the fella says. Now, this story I'm about to unfold took place back in the early 90s, just about the time of our conflict with Saddam and the Iraqis. I only mention it, cause sometimes there's a man. I won't say a hero, cause what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about a dude here. Sometimes there's a man who, well, he's the man for this time, place. He fits right in there, and that's the dude in Los Angeles. And even if he's a lazy man, and the dude was certainly that, quite possible the laziest in Los Angeles County, which would place him high in the running for laziest worldwide. But sometimes there's a man. Sometimes there is a man.